Kulan about Gemara, Rabbi Chav Gimel Rav, the two dots. Says the Gemara, Itmar, we learned, Koimetz de Minchas Choyte. If you took the Koimetz of a Mincha of a sinner, so somebody couldn't afford anything, not even a bird, so he brings a flower offering. But one of the things is that there's no oil placed on it. We don't want him to, it should look too nice. No Levain is put on it, no frankincense. What happened? You put some a little bit of oil on the surface. Rabbi Yechon, an apostle, you don't have any oil on it. Not only mixed in, you don't have any even on it. The Shlokish Amar, who Atzmai? What are you talking about? He said the mincha itself, even the mincha's chayte, meshach shechay b'shiyare haloig umaleyu. There's a little bit of oil, droplets of oil left in a keli. You take the mincha and you rub it against the wall, so you have a few droplets of oil on it, and therefore, surely, if you put a little bit on, it's not a problem, because the chayte is supposed to put a little bit of oil. Where does this left oil come from? Taisa wants to say that it's impossible. The Taisa wasn't given to Malachi Asharis. So it's impossible that in every leg there's not a little bit of oil left in the clay Asharis, even though you're not supposed to have any left over, but a little bit you can't help. Others say
from
the previous one. Yeah. Yeah. It says, we're talking about some fish, not have any oil on it. Don't do it in a fixed way, you know, before you did the kmitza, you and you smear all that oil. Over here, we're talking about after you already did the kmitza, then it's all right. You say it's all right. It says in the Braise, chorev, dry flour, and we're going to assume that dry flour, chav gimel amud aleph, where we left off yesterday. We're going to assume that dry flour means there's no oil at all. What kind of mincha is that? That's a mincha's kanoi. It's a mincha's chayte. Shenis added be bol, got mixed up with another mincha that had oil in it. Is a din is yakrev. You can go ahead and bring it up. Why? Because Rabbanu said yesterday that on the mizbech nothing cancels each other out, even though they're not min b'minay. However, Rabbi Yehuda says lo yakrev. Don't be makrev. You should not be makrev. Why should he makrev? Because the chayiv shouldn't have any oil on it. Now it has a little bit of oil. So we see from here, and I, even though it's a min b'mina, we already said before that, you know, if you have another species of flour, then you sell it as mina, as if it's not there, and then you have the right. So now the question is, it says, clue me, I'll have any oil on a chorev, my lav, what's the pshat? Isn't the pshat kaim is the minchas chayit is a dry one, the adiv became a mirdoga, mitzvah, the normal kaim of a mincha, which is a wet one, and that's a problem, because you shouldn't have any oil on the minchas chayit. It's a kash and a shlokish. Was it like, no? This is talking about a case of minchas. A minchas chayde, it does not mean totally dry. Minchas chayde means relative. Minchas party of the alien. We're talking about the mincha of a party and an alien is considered dry. The minchas kvasim compared to the mincha of a sheep. The mincha of a sheep, you have three legin for one isar, and the mincha of a part of an alien, you have two legin. So even though there is oil there, but relative to that, it's a problem. But we're not talking here about minchas chayte at all. There's no raya that you have no oil at all. I have a behedrik tunnel. There's another braise that says clearly the following words: minchas parim ve'elim ve'minchas kvasim. Then it says another case: v'chadav shenis adav bebol. So we see that chadav, that chadav is a separate case altogether. It's not the same case as minchas parim and minchas kvasim. The braise is explaining. Tells you minchas parim ve'elim minchas kvasim. Then he says, "I see what's the problem. It's just like." That's what the Braise, it's not a separate case, but the Minchas Chayit itself could be has all the oil. Okay, I have a number of questions now. Boy, Rav Rav has a question. Koimetz shemitzah shamanei agabeitzi. What happens if you took a koimetz and you squeezed out its oil on top of the wood and then you place the koimetz on top of that? Is that good enough or not? Do we say that it's like missing in the koimetz because you need a little bit of oil? Do we say because it's attached to it, at least externally, that's good enough? Says the Gemara, "Ma'u chiburi oil and koil, dami alav koil dami." That's what's outside, extraneous to it, but it's touching it. Is it considered part of it or not? Amalei Rav Rashi, isn't that a machlek as we already had previously? Didn't we already learn this in Zvachim? La b'hainu Rabbi Yechon Shlokit. Even we learned, what about hamal le'evish she'em b'kazayis? You have to put on the mizbech a minimum of no. If you put outside shchuti chutz, when are you liable kares or b'shegi bring kar mechatas? If you brought up a kazayis, so what about if hamal le'evish she'em b'kazayis? You brought up a limb that does not have a kazayis. But the etzem mashlim that has a bone attached to it, and if you count the bone in, then it equals to a kazayis. How do we view that bone? Rabbi Yechon says chayiv yochayiv because attached to the meat is attached. It's like a potter. Since it's attached to the meat, to the bone, it's like one thing. But it's like a potter. Chiburi oylin lav kayin dami. Chiburi oylin is not considered attached. Isn't that the same question? Says the Gemara, no. Whichever, I don't care which one you want to agree with, but when it comes to a bone, you can still ask a question when it comes to a mincha with its oil. Why? Tiboy Rabbi Yechonon says that chibur oilin is kailin. At kan lekam Rabbi Yechonon hasan. You know why he says over there, ela be'etzim, the mina, the basru. It's because meat is the same thing as the bone is the same species as the meat, plus there's marrow inside and there's little pieces stuck there. So therefore, it's the same thing as meat. Therefore, we can argue, Rabbi Yechonon, that that's one thing. Aval hai, but over here, we're talking about flour and oil. Oil is not the same species as what's left in the kaimitz. Hide love them in the kaimitz. Maybe even though since it's outside, it's not considered part of it. I didn't know we can say if I catch. Even the Lishlakish, who argues that a bone is not part of the meat. Like Koyamat Elabet, it's only by bone. If, for example, the bone falls off the Mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put it back on because it's not really part of the meat or anything like that. That's why he holds love. It's not part of the meat. It's lavka elendomim. If it falls off the mizbeach, you don't have to put it back on the mizbeach. Avo shema, when it comes to oil, the lav bam mifarashu. When it comes to oil, there's no such thing that if you have to be put it on the mizbeach. If it goes separate, you have to put it. If it falls, you have to put it back on. Therefore, it's not mechuber. Maybe no difference. Teiku. That's our question. Okay. It says the Mishnah. We have time, which we'll do the same as the Rashi's for the Gemara part. There were two menachas, so the two flower offerings, these sitting in the keli, and they were not yet, they did not do the kmitza yet. The problem is they got mixed up with each other. We'll see later when we think it's not the whole thing mixed up, but parts of it got mixed up. The question is, what do you do now? Not all they got mixed up. Let's say two ends got mixed up, but the right side and the left side. It's still independent from each other, so therefore you can, and there's enough there to scoop out from each side to do a kmita. Then, kashedis, it's kosher. And the balance, you can do a proper kmita. But if not, psulis, it is possible. If not, it's possible. Because you cannot do a kmita. You cannot do its own kmitza. We learned before, if a kmitza is missing or added to it, it's no good. And since the two kmitza are put together, you don't know what you're getting in this kmitza. Is its own or something else? What about a kmitza that belongs on his beyach? Shenis added b'mincha shaloi nikmitza. There's a mincha alongside it that did not remove the kmitza yet, so that's like tevel. And this kmitza, instead of going to beyach, fell into this somehow. The din is lo yakter. You cannot bring it up on the Mizbeach because the law is that the Shirayim does not get burnt on the Mizbeach. Only Kemitza gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So therefore, and Shirayim not allowed to put on the Mizbeach. The Im Hektib, but if you didn't listen or you didn't ask, you did it. The Zushin Nikmitza Oilabai. The mincha that you already removed the Kemitza says definitely the entire Kemitza was there and so on the Mizbeach not burned. That guy's Yitzit. But the other one is not oil bailim because the shiraim have to be left over. And here the shiraim burnt on the mizbeach, so definitely it's no good. What about niskare koimtsa? What about the koimtsa that got mixed up bishireha in its own shiraim? In the shiraim now. So there were two minchas that were kmitza, but the koimtsa of one got mixed up with the shiraim of its own, or got mixed up with the shiraim of another one. Lo yakti, you cannot be makta, because shiraim cannot go in the bech. But if you did it, the fact that the kmitza burnt, so therefore it's good. But you shouldn't look at chila, because you're not allowed to burn the shiraim. Says the Gemara, Omer Abchid, Chidza says, now, we're going to learn the idea here of roiv. We know that when it comes to solids, not liquids, which you know we need shishim, but by solids, it's roiv. So you have two pieces of treif and one piece of kosher, you say treif. If two pieces of kosher, one piece of treif, and you take a piece, each piece, you say, oh, it's probably the kosher one. You always follow the majority. Here we're going to have, and here we're talking about a case is where let's say one of them, if somebody tummy touches it, or one of them is tummy, and the question is, did you touch a tummy one or not? So we're going to have a machlekes. When you say bottle b'roiv, they're going to hold these people there. You need min b'minay. But they're going to hold the min b'minoy, Rabbi Yechonon explained, does not mean only. This is actually interesting. A ran. There's a ran in the Dorim. And Chodesh is a Gemara right here. The ran in the Dorim, the Mbe, is a famous ran who explains the whole concept of min b'minoy, full bell of the bottle, and Machlek is Rabbi Huna Chachamah, which we had in the last few days, and we have in Zvokh as well. It's not that they're arguing in the Prince of min b'minoy. Everyone agrees min b'minoy, bottle. They're arguing what's the definition of min b'minoy. According to Rabbi Huna, min b'minoy means two same stuff, two like for likes. It's min b'mina is le bottle. The Chachamim say you need tzayin metzias and tzayin halacha. You need that in substance should be the same, but also you need that the halacha should be the same. And that's the explanation of the concept of a dover sheyesh lematir. An egg was laid on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. It got mixed up with other eggs. The law is that all the eggs you cannot use. Why? It's a dover sheyesh lematir. You wait till after Yom Tov, wait till Sunday, no problem, you can eat it. So, and what's the svara? So Rashi says, why rely on the laws of bittul when you can wait till tomorrow, you don't have to rely on anything. The Ran says, no. The Chacham say, that's min b'minei. Why? Because they're all eggs, they're all the same min, and they're all kosher. This is kosher now, this will be kosher tomorrow. But that's called min b'minei. That's what the Ran explains, the pshat min b'minei, le bottle. Here the Gemara actually said, this is a machlekes, very interesting, this whole concept is actually a machlekes in the Gemara. So we're going to explain now that the Gemara is going to try to say that within Rabbi Yehuda's shit of min b'minei, maybe you also need that it should be the same halacha. Now, same halacha therefore means, how can you have kosher and treif meat the same halacha? Because it's possible, treif meat can become kosher. If it's nice and talib gam, if it got deteriorated, that it loses its treif. So treif and kosher can be min b'mina in substance and min b'mina b'halacha. It loses its treif when it loses its freshness. It's no longer edible. But kosher can never become treif on its own. So Amar Rav Chizkiya, Chizkiya says, but it means it has a potential to be kosher, and that's enough. Just like Dovah Shematin, it's not kosher today. It doesn't matter. Now it is edible. Right now it's edible, and it has a potential to be kosher. That's good enough. Now, the question is, do you focus on the matir, or do you focus on the nitir? Do you look at the mevatel, or do you look at the bittel? Do you look at the majority, and do you say if the majority can turn a minority, or do you look at the minority, they can become a majority? The din is, for example, by a mezumin. You need three people. If two people ate fleishiks and one person ate milchiks, you can mitzare because the milchik guy can join the fleishiks. But if two people ate milchiks and one person ate fleishiks, he cannot join them. You can't have a mezumin. So there we look at the majority. Here, when it comes to kashas, the question is, do you look at the majority, do you look at the mevatel, or do you look at the bittel? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizkiya says, Nevela betela b'shchutim. If you have one nevela and you have two shchutis, you have two pieces of meat that are kosher, and one piece of treif, you don't know what's what. And you touch one of the pieces, the treif one will make you tum, maybe, you don't know which one you touched. I don't know why we have to learn about tumah when you can say this is talking about just whether you can eat it or not. But anyway, you know what you touched. So what do? You say that the nevela will be bottled to the shchuta. And therefore it's all kosher. Why? Because every nevela can turn into shchuta. Because if he's a hold, you go after the nitter. She evshe l'shchuta, she te'asa nevela. It's impossible for a shchuta to ever turn into a nevela. Sorry, I guess. A nevela is bottled because min be'ena minay. And because it's min be'ena minay, it's bottled because it's bottled b'raiv. And why is it min be'ena minay? Because we don't only look at the fact that it's meat. We also look whether in kashrus. And since we look at the shchuta, the majority, and the majority cannot become a nevela, so it's min be'ena minay. And min is always bottled. She yefshe shchuta shtas nevela. You look at the mevatel, the majority. Or b'shchuta ena b'tei nevela. If you have one geshachna and two nevelas, we're going to say that's not just a sovetum, we're going to say yevadei tumah. Why? Because l'chayit is one shchut and two nevelas, because since the matid can turn into an efshel nevelas tasha shchut, so you have min b'mino here and min b'mino fill b'avle bottle. T'chi maserech is parcho tumasa, it loses tuma. But Rabbi Chanina says the other way around. You say you look at the mevatel at the meroiv. I say you look at the thing which is bittel, which is the majority. Rabbi Chanina says ko she efshel lately is kamayu ain't a bottle. If it can be like him, then it's not bottled. We look at the thing that's being bottled. If the thing that's being bottled, the minority, can, you know, if the thing that's being bottled is nevela, is one nevela, since nevela could turn to shchuta, therefore we say it's minu, it's not bottled. But if you have one, what do you call it? If the nevela is a minority, it's minu, but if the shchuta is a minority, then we can say that the shchuta, the nevela shchuta, is min be'ena minay. And if min be'ena minay, then we have the laws of bittul, whatever the din is. Says in Gemara Vayta. Okay, so if you have, let's say, the If a shchuta, one shchuta, and two nevelas, and we get mixed together, we're going to say that since the nevela can turn to shchuta, it's min b'mina, it's like fill the bell of the bottle, it's like a vadai. It's like a vadai tummy. Says the Gemara, leave the man. Who are we going according to? If they're following the Rabbanon, they don't believe the whole concept of min b'minoi. They just say that on the Mizbech, they don't cancel each other out. But min b'minoi, even if it's min b'minoi, they still cancel each other out. So what's the difference of min b'minoi and not min b'minoi? It makes no difference. If it's the Rav, you follow the Rav. If Rav are kosher, it's kosher. If it's Rav, it's Rav. That's it. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about the halachas. Wine and water. As long as they look the same, or blood and blood, he doesn't care if the halacha. He said before, dam kachim and dam chulin. Chulin can never become kachim, but he still says it's min meminay after the level of balkan, because he holds all you look is at the substance. We don't care about the halacha. Rabbi Yehuda basa chazusa also. He only looks at the substance. Chazusa literally means appearance. It means only the substance. And according to him, everything minu. Who cares about the halacha? Elibah Rabbi Chiya. It follows Rabbi Chiya. Who's Rabbi Chiya? Where does he come in from? The Tani Rabbi Chiya. Chiya throws it, adds the following. Nevela v'shchuta b'teila zubazu. He says that nevela and shchuta, they mevatel each other, and the machlekes of Chanina Rabbi is what's Rabbi Chiya's for? And that's the machlekes. Whether it's nevela and the shchuta. Only in the veil and the shchuta, but not shchuta in the veil, because min b'minoi, and Rav Chiya says the other way around. But you might ask the same question. Rav Chiya leave the man, so who does Rav Chiya follow? He leave the Rabbanon, don't believe b'chal min b'minoi, who cares? How many oil, who the vat, not your min b'minoi, bottle is bottle. The Aliba, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, call min b'minoi, Rabbi Yehuda, bottle. Rabbi Yehuda holds that any min b'minoi is not bottle in substance, who cares about Allah? Says Gemara, lo oil, ma leave Rabbi Yehuda. This is how Rav Chiya understood Rabbi Yehuda. If he follows Rabbi Yehuda, then he's saying, wow, that you need min b'mina, even halachas, how come the case of blood and blood, blood of a carbon and blood of chulin, he says, min b'mina is not bottle. Saying, what, b'chika amba, Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mina bottle, hani mi leheche, de efshle el meve kavosei. And it's only if it's possible, if to be like him. Only if it's possible, takev, it should be the same. Avol heicha deloy efshel make a vessel bottle. But if it's not possible to be like it, it is not. It is bottle. Ubehakam iflagi. In other words, it has to be not just in substance; it has to be osna halacha. And the machlekes of Chizda and Rav Chanin is Rav Chizda holds basa mevatel aslinon. You look at the thing that is mevatel, the majority. What if it can turn into minority, then it's the same, if not. But Rabbi Chanina saw a boss of bottle, and look at the thing that the minority was being bottled. Can it become like the majority or not? Otherwise, it can't. Let's just do Rashi. The second narrow line. You can ask me a question. Rabbi Yehuda said, ain't dam chulin mevatel, dam kochin, then I can't each other out. It's bishleim alechanei chamchinin. Rabbi Chanina says, you look at the bottle hocha efshel lekachim. It is possible for kachim liyes kechulin. It's possible for kachim to be like chulin. Kachim could turn into chulin. How can chulin cannot turn into kachim? The blood, how can it turn into kachim? But the kachim can turn into chulin. Just leave it overnight. It's possible. So what is it then? It's possible. It's no longer kachim. It's chulin. So according to Rav Chanina, there's no problem. You can have the case where the kachim becomes like the thing. According to Rav Chizda, levatel. According to Rav Chizda, it should be bottle. So he says, efshir chulin is a kachim. So he says that it is possible for chulin to come kachim, and it's min b'minoi. And he doesn't say how. Min b'minoi el Rav Chizda. And we're not good at all the other words I just skipped out. Exactly how can chulin become like kachim? Rashi doesn't explain. How does chulin become a kachim? So he just says, not a kachim, he just says that the case is talking about where the majority, Rav Chizda says you look at the matir. The matir, we're talking about a case where the majority of the blood was kachim blood. The minority is the chulin blood. That's when Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it's min b'minoi. Why? Because the kachim blood can turn into chulin blood. Leave it overnight. And since they're the majority, we focus on the majority. So the machlekes of Chanina and Rabbi Chizda, they can learn very simple at Rabbi Chiya, working in Rabbi Yehuda, that each one holds the majority is the one that's kachim. According to Rabbi Chizda, the majority has in the mevatel, so it's the mevatel is kachim, and that could turn into chulin. According to Rabbi Chanina, we look at the bottle. Then we're talking about a case where the majority of the that the minority was chulin, that went into the kachim. Says the Gemara. Let's look at it. Let's see if that's correct. Tonight we just learned in our Mishnah, two menachas he didn't take mitzvah from. When he's arvuzubazu, two menachas, he didn't know the two full flower offerings sitting there, and he got mixed up. Each end, you can get mitzvah, kshay is kosher. Vim lav is not possible. Now, l'choyde, the hocha, in this case over here, kiv, and as soon as you take mitzvah from one of them, so what are you telling me? Take mitzvah on both ends. As soon as you take mitzvah from one of them, so what do you have left on the one side? On the right side, you took mitzvah. What do you have left? Only shiraim. So you have on the right side shiraim. On the left side, you have a whole flower offering, including this tevel. V'yidachav le'shiraim, and the le'kamevat le'shiraim le'tivle. And we don't find, now, mixed into this shiraim, you have the thing from the left that's mixed in. But the thing from the left is tevel. You know, you didn't take the mitzvah from yet. The thing on the right is shiraim. Now, if you look at the whole picture, of course, that one there is great. The tevel one is bigger because you didn't take the mitzvah yet than the shiraim. But you can't look at the whole picture. Look at each piece. Each piece of the other one is surrounded by two pieces of, and vice versa as well. But each piece is surrounded by two pieces of the shiraim. So why doesn't the shiraim battle the tevel? Mani. Why doesn't Shiraim Mevatel Tevel? To eat Abanan, of course Abanan makes sense. Why doesn't Mevatel Tevel? And we say, proceed. Ha'amri Oilin Hulavat Le'adodi. They say that Oilin doesn't cancel each other out. Those which go on the bed don't cancel each other out. So the and Shiraim, what do you call it? And Shiraim, what is it? And the min b'mini bottle, but they hold the min b'mini is bottle. So the chayde, according to the rabbanon, this is min be'ena mina, because they hold that this is not oil, and oil only goes on the mizbech. The shiraim does not go on the mizbech. So therefore, what do we say? It's a normal case of min be'ena mina. It doesn't go according to chachamim. It can't be that our mishnah cannot be according to chachamim, because according to chachamim, if you have two minchas that attached to each other, you take mitzvah from one of them, you ruin the other one. Because what you have left here is shiraim. The shiraim encircles parts of the other ones. That means you're missing part of the other mincha. We know that a mincha that's missing before the kmitzah, you set aside an akeli, entire flower offering. And if any pieces go missing before the kmitzah, the whole mincha is possible. After the kmitzah, we don't care. But before the kmitzah, the whole thing is possible. So you can only do one kmitzah. You can't do the kmitzah in the other one, because part of it was bottled by the fact that it's mixed into the one on the right, which is shiraim, and it's mevatel the tevel. And see, you're right. According to Chamitz, the Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda. So let's say it's Rabbi Yehuda. Other pshit Rabbi Yehuda. So now Rabbi Yehuda, Mishleim. Now you have more of the Shiraim here. Every piece of Shiraim is surrounding a little piece of the Tevel. So the Chayde, if you go after the Mevatel, you no longer can do it. So Mishleim, the man don't bust a bottle. The coins. Can you go after the bottle? Bottle have a mevatel. So the bottle, if you look at the bottle, apart from the tevel, that can eventually become like the shiraim, because as soon as you take the kmitzah, it's all right. So it's min b'min, and we know min doesn't cancel each other out. So it's all good. The bottle can turn into mevatel. The one on the left, the one that's still a flower offering, can turn into the shiraim by as soon as you take the kmitzah off. The kmitzah midach have the shiraim and become shiraim. Kihan is like this, no problem. Say, look at the mevatel. Mevatel is already shiraim. It can out parts of the other flower offering. He just stole parts of the other flower offering. How can you make mitzvah? Should I make a habit tivla? So and shiraim can never turn back into tevel. So leima lechayde the like rabchizda must be rabchizda cannot agree with rabchizda svara about a mevatel and a bottle. Rabchizda doesn't hold him at all of this thing that min b'minu has to be also in halacha. Says we're allowed davke. Hashem over there, kedir Rab Zayda. We're following Rab Zayda. Rab Zayda. That when it comes to mincha, it's different. Nemra, it says haktora bekaimitz. By kaimitz, it says haktora v'nemra. It says the word haktora b'shiraim. So ma haktora mura bekaimitz. Just like when it comes, we said in the case of two kaimitzin mix each other, no problem. Put them both in mizbeach. That's what the Gedolei Shavu come to tell you, that if you also have shiraim mixed up with the kaimitz. With the kaimitz, you can put them on the mizbech, no problem. Ain't not kaimitz mevatel chayda. One kaimitz not cancel out the other. Af haktora mura b'shiraim. Ain't shiraim mevatel kaimitz. Especially because the kasev that even though Rav Chizda should hold that the shiraim should cancel out the tevel one, it doesn't because of this pasuk haktora. Tashma, of later on in the Mishnah, it said, we just learned, HaKoyim Meitzin is Arba Mincha, Shlani Mitzvah. You have the kaimitz of one that got mixed up with a full flower offering that you didn't give kaimitz to. We say, lo yakti, don't proceed. Don't go ahead and burn it because you're not allowed to burn the whole flower offering. You have to have shirayim, but if he did do it, so the one on the left tak is not yaitze, but zusha nikmitzah also lebayim, that's yaitze. But zusha lainim is also lebayim. They got mixed up together. Why doesn't the tevil cancel out the kaimitz? It's a majority. Why doesn't it cancel the kaimitz? Mani, irabon, if rabonim. According to Rabban, the Mishnah can be according to Rabban. Because Rabban hold that this is not called min b'minoy. They're only oiling them about each other. They hold that no such thing. They hold that's like min b'minoy, and it's bottle. It's not a problem. You can't go ahead and bring the kaimitz up there. I Rabban amri oiling them about the dadi hami mini bottle. Elup shita Rabbi Yehuda must be according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'minoy support each other. And that's why the kaimitz is not cancelled out. But l'chay the bish like the man b'as mevatel. If you go after the mevatel. Mevatel havik a bottle. What's the majority here? The flower offering without the kmitza. True, but one day there'll be a kaimitz there as well, because as soon as you take the kaimitz, the chol put the chazal mekamitz. Every part of that flower offering that's tevel, you can decide to use that to scoop for your kaimitz. So therefore, it's like min meminoi. Makes sense. The mevatel can turn into the bottle. That means that this flower offering on the left can turn into a kaimitz as well, and it'll be the same. I mean, a bottle. But according to Rab Chizkiya, as you look at the bottle is linen. But this is Rab Chanina. Rab Chizkiya makes sense. But Rab Chanina, he says, you look at the bottle is the minority. In this case, is the minority. And the bottle is what? Is the kaimitz. The kaimitz can never turn to shirayim, mikra havetivle, can never turn to tevel. So the chayde, if you never turn to tevel, it's min bein mino, so it should be bottle. How can you use that kaimitz to put him as bech? Lemon like Rab Chizkiya. Someone answers again, Hanam Kilab Zayda. We have a special Zayda custom by Mincha is different than everywhere else. Tashma coming here, and this is the original question of Zayda said his din. The next din in the Mishnah is this Arif Kaimtza Bishirayim Shulchavata. If the Kaimtz got mixed up with the Shirayim of the other one, Layakta, don't go ahead and roast because you're not allowed to burn Shirayim. But Vim Hekta, if he did, also the Bailim, the fact the owner of the Kaimtz was Yaitza. The mevatel, the shirayim, can never turn into a kaimitz. Like a mevatel, a shirayim, the kaimitz. Yet we don't see the shirayim mevatel kaimitz. So it's like min b'minoi. It's not bottle, akasha, mani. Who's a follower? Rabbanon can be because they hold min. It's always min b'minoi. And if it's over here, it's a kasha chenina. I'm Rab Zayda. This Rab Zayda answers that mincha is different. This rule that we said about mevatel and bottle is not applied to mincha because nemra haktora bekaimitz. They're arguing chizda and chanin in the case of two pieces of kosher meat and one piece of treif. Not talking about a mincha. Mincha is exceptional because you have this pasuk haktora which is written by kaimitz and you have a haktora written by shirayim. And ma haktora amuda bekaimitz ain't kaimitz mevat chaveda. The haktora written by kaimitz, one kaimitz does not cancel out the other. Af haktora amuda bishirayim ain't shirayim mevat na kaimitz. Toshma coming here. Okay, nothing to do with kabbonis. It says tivle beketzach. What happens if you took a matzah and you covered it with different kinds of spices or b'shumshin? I'm not sure what kind of spice ketzach is. Some kind of a spice or shumshin or poppy seeds or b'chol or sesame seeds. B'chol mina tavlin or any other spice. What's ketzach?
Fennel.
Fennel. Okay. B'chomine tavlin, or any kind of spices, kshayda, it's kosher. Why? Because matzah, at the end of the day, it's matzah. Elosh nikras, we'll call it matzah metuvelis, a spiced up matzah. But it's still yezik because it's a good matzah. Now, kosal gedata, right now we were under the pressure. The afish la tavlin tveme matzah. I'm not sure why I even thought that. Nobody puts more spices on top of food than the food itself. But they thought, and in this case here, there are more spices, that the roiv are spices, and the minority is matzah. So lechayda, and you tell me that matzah doesn't lose its thing. Is me ibishle man the boss of bottles linen? That if you hold according to the one that says you go after the bottle, bottle havik and mevatel the matzah itself can become like the spices. Therefore, it's min b'minoy. That's why it's not bottle. That's why the matzah is kosher. Even though the matzah minority shows you come bottle, but the matzah can become like the spices. What do you mean? How can matzah become spices? It means that just like spices, you're not yaitza. Matzah. The matzah also you can be not yet to matzah. The matzah loses it's no longer edible. The lechima afsha have like a tablin. If it rots, it's like spices. El mandam abasa mevatel zinin. But the one who says that you go after the mevatel.
You would use that as
Of course not. 100% not. 100%, but it means it has potential now to be similar. Like the Torah, Dorsha Matilin. It's not kosher today, but because it'll be kosher tomorrow, it doesn't matter tomorrow you can eat or not. Because it can be kosher tomorrow, there's an inherent kosher there. Some similarity. Over here, the same thing. It's possible to eat. I mean, you might not want to eat it because it's off. But you might eat it. So therefore, it's like Minmin. There's a potential to be similar. How can tavli? But if you go after mevatel, which is the majority, which is the spices, how can the spices ever become like matzah? It can't. So it's a min bein a min. It should be bottle. How can this matzah be kosher? Say, well, who told you that the more spices the matzah? How my skin the majority is matzah. And therefore, the majority is matzah, and you look at the mevatel, and the mevatel is matzah, and matzah can turn into spices, and therefore it's mimin, and matzah is kosher. But like betela, it's not bottle. They cannot make toni matzah. He, it is matzah. Elashnika matzah the velashmamna. What is it? It's still matzah. The majority is matzah. Kisali Rav Kahana, when Rav Kahana went, Ashkechinu levnei Rav Chiya, he found the children of Chiya, the Yasvi was sitting in Karmi. They said that Yisaren, you have that measurement of Yisaren, Shechoku, you divided it, Behinicha, and you placed it, Bebisa, you place it in this utensil that where you mix the flour offering, that utensil is called the Bisa. And what happened was, you divided it into two parts, V'noga Tful Yoyim Be'echman, but you divide it into two parts in this keli, two sides of keli. And then Tful Yoyim, if somebody went to the mikveh that day, he still has to wait till sunset, otherwise he's not allowed to touch Truma, he makes a tummy. And Tful Yoyim came, touched one of the side, right or left. Mao, what happens to the other side? And the question is as follows. Ki Tanan, when we learn, Kli Mitzadav Masha B'toichai L'Kedesh, we say that a keli combines all the contents inside, that it becomes sacrosanct. Hani Mili Hecha, perhaps, when is that? Talking about the Nogi Ba'Dodi, they are touching each other. Avalechad L'Nogi Ba'Dodi, but they're not touching each other, even though they share the same utensil, loy, they don't combine. So therefore, one side is Tamid, the other side is still kosher. Ideal Malishna. Maybe not, as long as inside the walls of a keli, they all form to become one. They all form one. Amalu iu. So the other one answered me tanan. Does it say anywhere in the Mishnah kli mechaber? Does it say kli mechaber? Mechaber means that they're already touching each other. It says kli mitzarev tanan. Mitzarev means it combines all the disparate pieces. Koldu, anything inside the keli is included. Why we're talking about a tful yom, not a regular tumbling person? A regular tumbling person, if he touches one side, then the keli becomes tummy, and the keli then, the entire keli becomes tummy, and the keli will pass on the tumma to the other side. We're talking about a tful yom, that's a very low level of tumma. Only what he touches becomes tummy, it doesn't spread any further. So the question is this considered one unit or not? Okay, next question. So the Bnei Reb Chiya had a whole bunch of questions to ask him. What about if he added another half of his sodden, a third one, which is not necessary? Remember, he only needs one his sodden, and you already have, you divide the one his sodden in two halves, one on the right, one on the left, and then you threw another half his sodden right in the middle. Mahu, what's it then in this case? If a tful yom touched the middle one, is it mitami the other two or not? Because they don't really need it. Amalei said to him, tzarich likli. That which is necessary for the kli is the kli mitzarfe, combines the two halves. But ain't tzarich likli, this third half of yisrael that you placed in, you don't need it at all, it therefore does not combine. Ain't keli mitzarfe, since they're not necessary, this third half is doesn't belong there, therefore the keli is not mitzarfe. Okay, next question. What about Hoishi Tful Yoim es Etzboi Benein? The Tful Yoim didn't touch either half of Yisaron. He just put it inside the space of the keli. What happens then? Amalhu, the answer is straight away. Ein loch dovash emetami mavida. We have a rule. The only thing that becomes tummy from the space, ear space, is only a klicheres bavad. And in the Parashat Shmini, only a klicheres. Another way, you put your finger there, metami the whole thing. Hodet iu boi menayu. Then he turned around and he asked from them. Sorry? What sort of kelim would I have? Something to use clay cheddis. Remember, we had clay cheddis shavish, so they tried to use clay matches. Otherwise, you know how expensive it is. They have to buy new pots, new dishes, or new pots every single day. Heard that Eu boy menayu turned it on Rav Kahana, and he asked them a question. Ma'u likmoitz mezeh alzeh. Can you take the full kmitza from the half of his son on the right side and say that I'm taking a full kmitza here and that should be also mighty the half side and half on the other side? Or not? What's the shayla? We just said a minute ago that they combine as if they're one keli. Nay, the question is this. Dubi's eight seed of the rice. We said that kaf achas, that everything inside the spoon becomes one. That therefore it's matayna, make no difference whether lechumra for tuma to pass tuman or lekula, that the kmitza on one side is good enough, and therefore the kmitza is made to the other half as well. Or the rabbanon, maybe it's only rabbanon lechumra for tuma. We say that the keli combines everything in the smachta, but when it comes to kmitza, if it's not touching each other, then you did kmitza on one side, you didn't do any kmitza on the other side. Still have to do it. Omrulay, they answered him, Zulay Shamanu, we didn't hear anything regarding this. However, Kiyaitzibe Shamanu, something similar, maybe we can draw some kind of parallels. We did here. What's the ma'isa that we did here? The Tnan, we learned, Shnei Menachas, Shalanik Mitzvah, there were two Menachas, he didn't take mitzvah from, Venis Arva Zubazu. There were two Menachas, he didn't take mitzvah from, and they got mixed up each other. Im Yochalik Mait Mezubifne Atzma. So two separate Mitzvah mixed together. If you can take kmitza from this on its own, mezubifne atzma from this on its own, this on its own sounds like they're totally two separate pieces. They're keli. That's what it sounds like. Exactly our case. Kshed is kosher. Beim la psulis. Ki yochel likmet. However, if you
is enough size to take two out of this mixture.
Yeah, if you have enough space. Yeah. Yeah, but if there's enough to take scoop three, the measure for a kmitza. It says clearly here, but it could be mikaymitz, miyekshedetz. It sounds like a kosher. The part that the middle that got mixed up with each other is not touching the kaymitz and says kosher. So what does he mean? What the idea of tzidif is mahatoida, and therefore, true they got mixed up with each other, but the middle part is not touching the kaymitz. You know, maybe part of it is on the other side, not touching the kaymitz. That as long as they're sitting in the same keli, they will combine. That's good enough. Omar Rav says, Rabbi, who says that's a raya? Dilma, maybe he's talking about Begushin, Hamucholokin, Hasuyin, Kimisrik. Maybe they're talking about a case. Is there any picture there, what it looks like? He said, who said, you understood that there's not enough for kaimitz on either side, the little bit sticking out, and the rest is all mixed up. So when you do a kaimitz, you're taking out a little bit from the mixture. And you're taking out a little bit from the mixture. I know, maybe there was plenty, most of it was not stuck together. The very ends were sort of stuck together. And therefore, you had enough to take a kmitza out, a proper kmitza out from each one. So somehow or another, they're connected on one side. You know, I'll have to do some research on what this looks like. We'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.